what exactly is the Rifleman Radio?
The Rifleman Radio is a single-channel networking radio that is intended to be carried by the individual soldier down at the individual squad level so that he can have inter-squad voice and data communications.
What is the genesis of the Rifleman Radio? How did you get to this point in the development process?
The concept of the Rifleman Radio was to solve a capability gap for voice and data communications at the small unit level. And part of that had to do with having soldiers in formations, whether they operate in limited visibility conditions, in built-up areas, in dense vegetation, be able to communicate with each other in real time to be able to execute combat missions and share mission command information so that they could be more effective and more survivable. And so the concept was to give a soldier a radio and embed that radio in a system that he could use so that he could provide that type of voice and position location information to his leadership, whether that be at the team leader level or the squad leader level, so that at the small unit level they could actually be more effective and be more cohesive in their operations.
Colonel Zavarelli, we have the fact sheet about this radio linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Now, that fact sheet says, Jitters is a family of software programmable and hardware configurable digital radios. What does that mean, and how is that different than what the Army's been using up till now?
Well, the basis of the radio that we use in JTRS and essentially the mantra is, we're building a software-defined radio, and so previously, you would build a hardware-defined radio, and the standards for which you would use for the waveform and the different things that you have to do on the radio are all built in based on a hardware start point. Well, in this case, we figured we needed to do something different because the waveform is where you get the flexibility, and you didn't want to limit the capability of a piece of hardware by just building to a certain hardware configuration. And so with the SRW waveform in particular for the Rifleman Radio, we were able to enable this networking capability by having a radio that was built to be able to operate in the frequency bands and do those things that that waveform provides.
What is the advantage to the software programmable capability of this? It sounds like it means that at any point in time, you can update the software with new capabilities to meet whatever the needs are of the soldier in the field. Is that what you're going for?
That is definitely the case, certainly for the more complex radios in the HMS portfolio, but certainly even for this radio with the SRW waveform, which the radio is primarily operating with. If you do find that you need to make updates or corrections, it's a lot easier to update the software and then drop that onto the radio, and you don't have to modify the hardware because, again, you have some conditions for which are met already because you had that tolerance built in. And so, yes, that's exactly. You want to build in extra capability, and it also allows us to modify the software to do things that they may want to do in addition to the standard, in addition to, let's say, pre-planned modifications that are something that they want in the future.
Where do you stand in the testing of this right now, and what is to come for this radio, sir?
So this radio completed the initial operational test and evaluation in November of last year, of 2011. And so it has completed all the formal testing required to go before a full-rate production decision. And that's the next step. Now, this radio also received a production decision, a low-rate initial production decision, in May of 2011. And that radio, that decision has already allowed us to build 6,250 Rifleman radios, which we have used for testing and tactics, techniques, and procedures development, as well as initial fieldings to the Army.
Are you getting feedback on these beyond, yeah, I think this is great? Are you getting feedback that's enabling you to refine either the software or the hardware on the box?
We are getting feedback, and we absolutely take advantage of every opportunity we can to keep the soldier in the loop. That's been one of our most important aspects in the development of the radio. And as you know, anything that a soldier touches or uses, it's very personal. And so we tend to get quite a bit of feedback. We haven't received a lot of feedback of late, though, specifically to the rifleman radio. I think most soldiers feel that that radio and its configuration and its user interface and its performance is effective and reliable for them. That's the kind of feedback we've been getting. But what we have found is because the radio has a data port, it allows the radio to use and power separate devices. We call them end-user devices. And that's where the preponderance of the comments are coming. So we have different requests for applications that run on those, and we have different requests for different ways of displaying that information, this mission command information. But again, the rifleman radio in particular is the carrier of that data. And so the end-user device is actually developed by other programs, and so are the applications and the operating systems for which those things run. And so those comments are largely for that community.